In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. A soldier called Fergus Bowes Lyon died in the First World War at Lewes in 1915. When his younger sister, Elizabeth, married the man who was then the Duke of York at the age of 23, it was in Westminster Abbey, because this was a royal family, and Elizabeth would become the next queen. And she in turn would become the one that most of us here remember as the Queen Mother. But at her wedding in Westminster Abbey, she laid her wedding bouquet of flowers on the tomb of the unknown warrior. And she directed that after her death, which finally took place when she was 101, that her wreath should again be placed on the tomb. And all this in memory of her big brother, who died in 1915. It's personal. It's involved. That's what remembrance services really are all about. That's what this poppy is all about. People are still concerned that the sacrifice of their forebears should not go for nothing. And in theory, at least, that we should be living in such a way that it can be said that the sacrifice of the fallen is not forgotten or ignored or wasted. Looking at Brexit, you might wonder, but there you go. Remembrance Day raises questions about how we can believe in a God of love when there is demonstrably so much evil and wickedness and suffering in the world, and there has been for generation after generation. Platitudes are no good, trite assurances are no good, but the church has a distinct role here. It is the church's role to remind people of certain spiritual things which the rest of society constantly tends to forget. Politicians, analysts, experts, so-called, all keep attempting to prescribe solutions to various things. The right way through Brexit. Are you a Remainer, a Remoner, a Leaver, a Leave without a deal? I don't care where you are right now. It's a mess politically. And every serious expert in the last 3 years has so far proven to be wrong. If Theresa May does this, this will happen. It didn't. If Boris does this, this will happen. It didn't. If Jeremy Corbyn says these kind of things, this is going to happen. It hasn't. And so on, and so on, and so on. The pound is going to plummet. It didn't happen. And so on, and so on. More generally, the experts try to come up with solutions to the global financial crisis, to promoting economic growth. They say this is the way to get rid of the kind of problems that will cause wars because of jealousy or the need for food or the need for better land. They think they can come up with ways to combat terrorism and the like. But all of this tends to come from a starting point that the current state of the world is indicative of a problem with its systems, that it's systemic somehow. It isn't. That's not the problem. The problem is a moral and spiritual one, and that is exactly where the church comes in, and that is exactly and precisely why Jesus came to this earth 2,000 years ago. And that is what the world corporately has forgotten. And it's also why Remembrance Sunday provides such an opportunity. Not to indulge in generalities or nice things to say or reenact ceremonies of sentimentality, but to remind people in the same way that Abraham Lincoln did well over a century ago, we've grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no nation has ever grown, but we have forgotten God. There's an old saying, all it needs for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And certainly the purpose of Remembrance Sunday is to pay tribute to generations of men and women who didn't stand by and do nothing when confronted by evil in whatever form. But here's the thing. God is not a creator who would stand by and do nothing in the face of evil. Into a world that was bent on self-destruction, he sent his son, Jesus. No one can point the finger at God and accuse him of standing idly by, of being remote. In a few weeks' time, we're into Advent and then Christmas, and we remember the coming of Jesus, God's Son, sent in love. Sent, yes, to teach, to guide, to heal, but ultimately sent to die, because that's what the world would do to him. And as we in the church celebrate, sent to die and rise again. There were poppies in Flanders over 100 years ago. There were poppies on the slopes of Monte Cassino in 1944. There were poppies in Afghanistan where British troops were heavily involved until recently. The symbolism on Remembrance Sunday is always rich, but is it Christian? Some years back, some terrorists in East Timor swept down on a church and killed about 150 worshippers while they were in their service. In time, that little church was rebuilt, and the only priest who had escaped the original attack held a little service of remembrance. Reporters asked him how he was able to even go back into the building. And this is what he said. "We believe that a memory or remembrance is the pulse of love. Thus, the more we remember, the more we love." Remembrance Sunday is a profoundly Christian festival. At his Last Supper, Jesus said, "This is my body given for you. Do this out of love for me. Do this for the remembrance of me. Do this so that I am part of you today, so that you can live with my life." That's the truth that Edward Howell discovered in 1941 in his prison in Greece. On Remembrance Sunday, it is Christ-like not to forget, not to avoid, not to deny, but to enter the suffering of others and weep with them. It is Christ-like to look for hope in the most unlikely of places, among the wounded and defeated. It is Christ-like to see a unity, one body, where others see divisions and barricades, barriers, whether of race or nation or politics or education. We see one. The more we remember, the more we will be capable of loving in this world. This is Christian remembrance, to find the cross and to embrace it, to see that bleak world of war not as forsaken by God, but as suffered with God. And the church's role, today and all days, is to remind and challenge people with one simple question. Have you asked Jesus to take the bullet for you? Jesus said, "This is my body given for you." Unless we do something about that, unless we experience the freedom he won for us by placing our lives in his hands, we squander a gift and a legacy which entailed the costliest sacrifice of all time. People gathered this morning in London at the Cenotaph. The politicians, the royal family led by the Queen, the veterans, the serving officers, and other ranks. And they all filed past a big piece of stone whose word means empty tomb. There is no body in there. That is something that the church celebrates every Sunday, every day. 2,000 years ago, on a Sunday, people discovered that the tomb which had contained Jesus' body was empty, that he was and is alive. And here's the final thought. A soldier may go to war in quest of adventure or out of high principles or perhaps out of just conscription. But anyone who literally fights to the death almost certainly does it for his close mates, for his friends, the other guys in the tank, the other guys in the trench, the other guys in the gunroom or the galley of the warship, the other guys in the fuselage of the aircraft going into harm's way. You do it for those who are your friends. Jesus said, "I'm doing this for you, and you are my friends, if you get this." According to Jesus, the essence of fellowship with him is love. And this is a love that proves itself by obedience. And the primary proof of obedience is love for one another. When Jesus said, "Love one another," He knew he was about to make the supreme sacrifice. He was on the road to Jerusalem. He knew he would be put to death. And he didn't take the opportunity to talk about duty or justice or the rightness of his cause or the need to atone for things that people have done in the past. Theologians talk about all that stuff all the time, but that's not what Jesus talked about when he chose his way to the cross. He chose to talk about love. Love one another as I have loved you. And in a short time, lying behind that statement, he was thinking, you will see how much I love you when I go to that cross. Yep, in wars, some people have been called upon to die for their friends. But the rest of us have a call on us as well. We are called to live for our friends, for others, for the world. And the call is just as much about giving the whole of our life as the call is sometimes to a soldier to lay it down. We cannot hold anything back from the way we love each other and love the world. And that is the purpose of remembrance. And this is the gospel, the very power of God. Remember, he is not asking you to do anything he has not already done for you and with you. And wherever life takes you, he is with you. Thanks be to God. Amen. We give ourselves to God now in the offering.